More than 16,000 Alaskans will keep their health insurance subsidies under a ruling issued today by the United States Supreme Court. The court ruled 6-3 in favor of the argument that the Affordable Care Act allows residents in states like Alaska to access federal subsidies on healthcare.gov. Lawyers for the plaintiffs in King versus Burwell case argued the law only allowed for subsidies in states that establish their own health insurance exchanges. Lori Wing Heyer directs Alaska's Division of Insurance. She's relieved by today's decision.
We were prepared, we think, with any way the Supreme Court would have ruled, with a backup plan, but are very pleased that they ruled in favor of Burwell.
About 90% of Alaskans who buy insurance on healthcare.gov receive a subsidy that averages more than $500 a month. In a press release, Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's glad Alaskans won't lose their subsidies, but maintains the Affordable Care Act is bad for the state. Senator Dan Sullivan calls today's Supreme Court decision disappointing. Congressman Don Young says the court made the wrong choice. In written statements, both lawmakers focused their comments on their opposition to the law as a whole rather than their position on the subsidies.